Sounds so beautiful, don't you agree? Welcome everyone to OG Sunday's fabulous Lowrider Oldies. I am your host with the most, Big G Lou, and I'll be joined by my co-host, the beautiful Berkeley Queens, Cousin Marcy, and Queen Jean in 1 second. But I want to give a shout out to everyone out there tuned in from the land to Japan. If you can hear my voice wherever you are, where you am, I am G Lou. This is OG Sunday's fabulous Lowrider Oldies. We're celebrating the 4th of July weekend. This is the 4th. Of July weekend, get down with G Lou, Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean, and the big homie Hanks of the Gangster. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwanglomerate, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism every Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio, Tweed Cadillac, baby. Dede Harrison, author, publisher, producer, One World Magazine, Normani Candles, the freshest candles in the game. Certified, I'm telling you. Normani Candles, check them out. And the G Lou Show YouTube channel, make sure you go like, subscribe, and check out Back to the 80s, out now on all digital platforms, G Lou DJ Maniac. Now let me bring in the queens, they call Berkeley. Cousin Marcy. The legendary Queen Jean. Good evening.
Hey, hey, hey. Good evening. Good evening.
Hey, hey, hey.
Queen, cousin.
Salutations. Greetings, loved ones.
Hey, hey. What's popping?
Both the fireworks. Kaboom. Is it kabooming over there for you, Queen?
No, no, no boom boom over here. I'm happy about that.
I know, right?
It's quiet
this
over
time of the
way.
Year. Ugh. They go
so
crazy.
They actually started before that. You know how they do in Cali.
Right? Yeah. They started around my birthday. Ugh. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good. Doing good. Happy to be here. I am very happy to be here.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. It's a blessing to be here on the first Sunday of July and the first Sunday to hang out with y'all. So, yeah, it's a blessing. Hey, and also, yeah, good evening to everyone that's tuned in. We thank you for vibing out with us once again. Happy blessed Sunday. I hope you all had a great evening and still having a great evening, because if you hear our voices, then you're in the right place. So don't forget to tap in to 914-803-4001, but you got to press 1 so we can have a conversation. So yeah,
that part.
That's right. You want to talk to Queen, you got to press 1 with that voice. Your voice is so soothing sometimes. Let me sip this coffee now.
Shout out to Cousin Marcy's birthday,
Sunday.
Girl. You've probably been celebrating all weekend. You've been having a good birthday weekend, Cuzzo.
I'm going to just say, piggyback off what my queen said, like, yes, it's just a blessing to be here. You know what, you are still celebrating, and I got two more days, and then I'm going to make the excuse I'm celebrating for Bandana. So, yeah, we just keep the party going.
Shout out to Bandana. Bandana
That's
Davis.
Right. Yeah, we can
gotta play some of his tonight, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's going to be Bandana Davis' birthday.
Yes.
Hey, firecracker, boom, boom, boom. Firecracker, firecracker, boom, boom, boom.
I still got my Bandana Davis sticker that he gave me with our grand surprise last year. Like, that seemed like it was, you know, just yesterday, too. Yeah, that stick with my Nipsey cover. So, yeah, they hanging on in there, hanging on in there. We got to get back to them, though.
Yeah, we held that together for, you know, we held that together. I know G. Lou was like, what, they in on it, too?
Yeah.
Jesus was like, keep the lie alive. Keep the lie alive.
Yeah. So, yeah. And happy birthday to anyone that's celebrating a birthday today, anniversary, any form of celebration that you got going on. Salute, salute, salute.
That part.
July. It's
July, y'all,
it's hot Sunday.
Very first Sunday of July. It's about to get hot, y'all, but it's about to get good. This is the heart of summertime, July. We're going to kick it off this 4th of July weekend. Just having a good time celebrating birthdays. Once again, happy belated birthday to Cousin Marcy. Got Queen Jean's son celebrating a birthday on the 4th. And it's a lot more people, you know, celebrating. So everyone out there, celebrate responsibly. Just have a good time and enjoy life. You know what I mean? Enjoy it. Enjoy it, enjoy it. That's all I'm going to say, y'all. OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider, Oldies, G Lou with the Berkeley Queen. Shout out to Hanks of the Gangster. We're going to kick it off a little something like this. Look at the kick, y'all.
Yay.
she walks, I like the way she talks, and she turns me on with a special concern. Now I'm a different guy, and I don't compare to many. But next to her, I'm plain ordinary. Not many can see the light blue aura that surrounds the girl wherever in the world. She's a 9, a 10, a 20, 50. She's bittersweet and a taco treat. She's great.
And I like it. Just the way she is. Walking down the avenue. Always doing something. She's the kind of person everybody knows. She reeks distinction from head to toe. She's my Twilight Zone, my Al Capone. She's my Rolling Stone and my Eva Peron. Yes, I like it.
I like it.
The way she wears her hair, yeah.
Like the invisible man in drag. And when you come to meet her, you'll never agree that she'll be waving a skirt as a flag. Like a cold in October, she'll take you right over. It's not mean to be facetious. And that look in her eye says you're the guy she plans to spend this evening with. She's great.
And I like it.
And I like it.
Just the way,
just
she,
the way
is.
She is.
Walking down the avenue.
Doing something.
Y'all pray with me. Bow your heads, please. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us the strength to get through whatever comes our way. It's by your will that we live, and we know it is also by your will that we will always persevere. Thank you for your everlasting presence, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
I'm so thankful. I'm singing with me.
Angels or Sylvia Nine Angels. That's my Facebook. My Instagram is SN Angels. My Facebook is Sylvia Nine Angels. My website is SylviaNineAngels.org. I have Twitter, but I don't. Sylvia Nine Angels. I don't really be on Twitter that much. That's all my social media platforms. And the phone number, if they go on the website or Facebook, my phone number is there, of course, if anybody, you know, want to talk directly or they going through something, you know. I just want to leave with the world. Just stay prayed up, you know. Know that you only get one life. Live your life, you know. Go have some fun and do what makes you happy. Quit worrying about anybody else, you know. I say that to the world. And I just want to say this is a wonderful show to anybody listening. I feel comfortable. I normally don't talk as much as I talk, but I have to feel comfortable, you know. So, you know, I thank you guys for having me.
Shout out to the Queen of Compton. But check this out right here. I'm going to play this next jam right here. It's one of my favorite songs. Shout out to my brother Tweed who sent me this from the legendary Whispers, who I was able to be able to converse with a couple weeks ago, along with Big Tweed. And this is part of their new catalog, the remake. And this is one of my favorite songs, which I let them know, Olivia, the remake version by The Whispers. Oh, gee, Sunday.
Radio's number one Sunday night program, The G-Lu Show, presents OG Sunday's fabulous lowrider oldies. Broadcasting live online every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The G Lou Show OG Sundays thanks to sponsors BTP Media, 93 Tweet FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider ODs. Here's your host, G Lou, in 5, 4, 3, 2,
kings and queens. This is Queen Jean grooving with you on a Sunday afternoon on the G Lou Show with my guys, G Lou, Big Flossy, and Big Hank the Gangster. Sit back and cruise with us, baby. Take a ride. Feel the vibe as we pull oldies from the crates. Let's roll.
Yeah. This is your DJ, Green Dick. We're about to drop another blue ball classic for you on the G-Lou Show.
God damn, bitch. You done gave me blue balls again. Yeah.
Sundays, grab the slow rider oldies, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy. Don't forget we got the announcements top of the hour. What's up, Queens?
Well, I was going to, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
We can hear you.
So I know I had tapped out and tapped back in, but I was going to say, see, you are really setting the tone for the 4th of July backyard boogie parties like we used to have when we were younger. You started off with that strange You know, that was a walk in the backyard, strange. And then you came with that old school Olivia, but revised. That was dope. And then you came with that Body and Soul. I was like, hot darn. Body and Soul. Yes. That's the way it's got to be. Ooh, that is a classic right there. So, yeah, that just, as I was sitting up here listening to your DJ skills, I said, gee, we would have a backyard boogie in. They're going to forget about two-step, and they're going to do the Texas Hop. They're going to do the cha-cha. They're going to do the dance we did off of the Ohio Fairs, the Funky Worm.
The Funky Worm.
You're
going
to make your way over there to the food table. That's what I'm getting. I'm making my way over
visual.
To the pool.
Okay.
It's just like you slide over there. Come on,
solar cup. That old pink or golden champagne. You know, that's what I can remember. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's sneaky. That stuff snuck up on you, that golden and pink champagne.
Not that champagne.
It sure did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, champagne. That's what I meant to say. Absolutely, that champagne. So, creepers. That was a
creepers.
Super cool long. Yeah, that was my vibe back in the day.
She said with that
super
cool long.
Long.
Absolutely.
Right.
That was my choice of cigarettes in the beginning.
You with your auntie Cheryl with them cool filter keys.
Man, you was just trying to go with the vibe at the time. But yeah, thanks for that visual, G. Lou, putting that out there. That was a good beginning of our fabulous OG Sunday Lowrider.
And I hit him with that Hall & Oates Queen off the Queen Jean playlist.
Oh, yeah, one
that was a banger right there.
It sure was.
I went on a whole, I wanted to Nate shout Gerald out.
Let me know
out.
They was from Philly. I didn't even know that. Go ahead, Marcy.
They are.
Gerald,
they're from Philly.
They had a good show. DJ Maniac snuck up in here. He got on in here.
Look,
happy
he
Sunday.
That Philly. That Philly came out. You have to be right, King. That one-on-one, that was it right there. So, keep the party rolling. Keep that backyard going.
Have any of you ever seen live from Daryl's house? Speaking of Hall & Oates, that series that he had where he would have like musical greats just go to his house and they would like jam out in the garage. He did it like the OJs went there. Pretty cool little show, but
I didn't see that. Wow.
You could check it out. They still play it, of course, on YouTube, but you just type in live from Daryl's house. And like I say, he's had like awesome people there, rock stars. My favorite was the OJs. That's why I always started off with that one. But they just rock out in his garage and eat and cook. And just like what Queen was describing.
I love the OJs.
Another from Philly, right?
Yeah,
we're vibing too.
Shout out to DJ Maniac in the building. The R&B Theater 3 out now. Bandlab.com. Go tap in. Much love to Maniac.
Yeah, Four is coming along great. I'm starting to love Four. Oh, man.
That's pretty dope. It's going to have a whole catalog of that. That's cool. Just keep on doing your thing. Also, I wanted to shout out, rest in peace to a legendary artist. Today is his birthday, and that's Mr. Al Jarreau. Man, anybody want to go dancing?
Al Jarreau.
He a legend.
Absolutely, he's a legend. What you laughing at?
What I missed?
What happened? Something went right over my head.
He's Al Jarreau right fast. He snuck that in on you, Queen. Do it again, G. Lou.
I was so alone.
That's how he was sounding.
You were so smooth with it. It just went right with. You know what I'm saying? It combined. So it's good.
I got to play some Al Jarreau.
Right.
Yeah, put up that roof garden. if you can. If anybody want to go dancing, yeah, that's a good one. But anyway, yeah.
All right. We'll get back in the ride then. Don't forget y'all, top of the hour. Queen Jean with the announcements. OG Sundays, 4th of July, get down. G Lou, Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean, Maniac.
whatever it is, you got it. As long as it pleases you, make it last as long as you can. And when I'm through, it's up to you to try it again. Go on and do it, do it. Thank you.
got Queen Jean with the announcements for the evening.
Here comes the BT Express. That was jamming. Doing it till you satisfied. Great one, great one, great one.
Damn it,
that's
awesome.
A...
Hey, hey, why you
hold on, Queen. 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 Can you hear me, Marsha?
I can hear you, Queen. Queen, can you hear us?
I don't think she can hear
okay,
us.
Okay, Queen is going to come closer to the mic. Yeah, she might have had us muted.
But I can't understand. I'm trying to tell her, like, it's not coming in clear. Or is that just me?
Yeah. Play something real quick, fam, till we get her attention.
Okay.
I represent high, been away for a while, but you all know I'm still doggy styling on death row. Got shit locked down, sold up. So if you plan on coming out, nigga, hold up. Stick up, dick up. They got your shit on the shelf, on mine is too. And guess who they gon' pick up? Some niggas think they know they shit, but they don't. Some inmates escape, some won't. Bumpin' heads with niggas. Where you from? Eastside, Long Beach, nigga. 2-1. The homie just got parole, and he got more stories than the highway patrol. Telling me about the money Suge Knight stole, but don't let that shit leak. Nigga, I get swole. Niggas tryna get in to get at me. Put me up on game, telling me he gon' jack me. But ever since I was a puppy, till I was full grown, I never had no other dog pulling on my phone. In the rain, cause game, recognize game. No matter where you from, we all can get dumb, insane, and turn the party out, without a doubt. Unless you the niggas who ain't got no clout. LBC and B, where are my crew? Cause we out here smoking on the crazy glue. Upside your head, like oops, snoops, the shit that you hear them bumping in the groups. Can't avoid it, homeboys, this is Venice. I represent it, from BA to Venice. So when it's timid, it's cold outside, rely on the doggy dog to put the heat in your lives. My gun. I can't trust these niggas, poke. It ain't no fun. I'm sitting up in court. cause somebody got dumb. What really counts is how the crowd bounced. Go home and face Snoop Rock the partake. Nobody got killed is what got announced. I guess they got a chance to see Dr. Bombay. But I keep my heat in case niggas get cold. Warm you up with the sheet, zip you up and roll. Now, Doggy Style Records is now official. Getting money out the biz ain't with my initials. Shipping records overseas, I'm making G's with who you may call enemies. But I see nothing funny about making money, cause we all know it don't grow on trees. So I gotta get what I gotta get when I can. Up early in the morning with the gas band, burning rubber down to get a new car. So don't get jealous when you see me in the double R.
All right, we are back. Let's try this again. We got Queen Jean back again. We're going to try these announcements again. Queen Jean, you with us?
I guess. You just went upside my head. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Know that when you started, right, like when you were talking, you were good. As soon as you went into the announcements, it sounded like you were underwater. So I was just trying to stop you, but you couldn't hear us. Even Marcy came in. We're like, Queen, you couldn't hear us. You were just talking. So I said she can't hear us, so I was just going to let you go out so you wouldn't keep going. You know what I mean?
Aqua Boogie, baby. I don't know what happened. I truly don't. And I was looking at some new headsets today. I probably should have went ahead and invested. But anyway, let me go ahead and get some of these announcements out. Thank you so much, King. And I hope everybody can hear me well. And I will,
yes,
am able to stay on with you all. So I'm going to go ahead and start off with announcing Nora Monique Candles. Follow them on IG for your wax melts, room fresheners and car fresheners, and you can also check them out on noramonicandles.com. Also, we know there's a lot of traveling coming up, so check out Soul Travels, eliadegato.intel.travel.com. Her business line is 808-769-2964. Ask for Miss Delgado, eliadegato@gmail.com as well. For Poison Ink Tattoos, if you're in need for a tattoo or want to get a gift, this is the place to go. And that's 6693 Downey Avenue, Long Beach, California. You can ask for Mr. Poison and also follow Mr. Poison on IG. You can book in advance at 323-639-9747 with a $50 deposit. The Lot Otto sales at 538 East PCH in Long Beach, 562-591-5909. Ask for Ted. The hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 6 p.m. Sunday by appointment only. So it's best to call to make an appointment as well. Also, let's check out our big brother, Deacon Hank Norman, St. Luke Baptist Church, to receive a blessing of free food, located at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach, California. That's all week. First come, first serve. You can also get your praise on by attending Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. And if you're in need of some understanding of the Bible, check out Bible Study Live on Facebook every Wednesday at 12 noon. Check out Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise. Shows airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lou as the co-host, Mr. Melody and Lou Lavish. The studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak. Or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. The West Coast time is 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast is 10 o'clock p.m. Any music requests, contact Tweed Cadillac. Nonprofit organization that would be Cynthia Nunn of S&N Angels. The food giveaway is every Saturday at 12:30 p.m. at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. You can follow S&N Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. Also follow My Tribe Rise on Instagram as well. That's Heavenly Hughes and Victor Goldie. Check them out. They're always doing amazing things for the community of Altadena, Pasadena, and the other surrounding areas. West of Heaven Hair Salon at 9469 Jefferson Boulevard, Suite 107 in this Culver City. Check them out as well. Visit the website, westofheaven.com, for services. Subscribe to our YouTube page, The G News Show, and check out all the amazing live things that he has going on over there. Also follow sugarholic.com on Instagram for custom-made desserts and FD Funnel Cakes at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in Compton, California, Tuesday through Fridays, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m., closed on Mondays. Three ways to place an order: pull up an order, place a phone order, or dial 310-404-6849. And you can order online, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Postmates for pickup or delivery. They are now doing events, so you would have to contact them as well on IG for further information. Also, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm fumbling through my notes. Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo, accepting donations. Follow him on Facebook and Instagram. He's out every morning, 7 days a week, to help the homeless. And I am going to complete my announcements by ending with that. If anyone has any announcements they would like to have announced, you can contact me, Lubrian Queen Jean, at the G Lou Show, IG, or Jean V. Berkeley on Facebook. And if you got my number, you can text me.
That part. Queen Jean with the announcement for the evening, y'all. Yay, yay. Don't forget, we got that Marcy's Minute coming up shortly, too. So stay tuned. Stay tapped in. It's OG Sunday, 4th of July. Get down with the Berkeley Queens, Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean. Shout out to MC Shan. Let me do this right here.
She used to tell me that she loved me all the time. I turn to her and say that I'm infatuated by a lovely smile. And someday soon we're gonna walk the aisle. She say, you're my everything, my strength for life. Be the mother of your children as well as your wife. She used to tell me all the time I'm her one and only. But she ran with another man and left me lonely. Coincidental how I met her, but when I seen her I knew that I'd get her. Can't let her step, she looked too good, but my wares made me seem like a stone cold hood. I'm a lucky guy, so I pressed my luck. I stepped to her, all what the f***. Went her way, took a few steps past her. Got the nerve, and then I asked her. I said, yo baby, and she started to reach. I said, whoa, don't get excited, that's a figure of speech. She told me her name, gave her number and all. And when I stepped, she said, I better call. Took about a month, but she was finally mine. Everything was going smooth, we were doing fine. After a while, it wasn't no thing. We were either holding hands, or she was under my wing. She used to whisper in my ear, I'm her one and only. But she ran with another man and left me lonely.
Girl, why'd you have to leave me that way? I love you to this day. And it hurts to think of the words you used to say.
You believe I cried, and it hurts so much to think of how she lied. I shared everything till the very last penny. Something that you really can't do with many. Since this young lady was such a big winner, I treat her all the time to a candlelight dinner. Had the violin and play a real sweet song, and she never showed a sign when something was wrong. My boy used to say, man, shit, I'd quit her. But she seemed so happy every time I'm with her. We used to hold hands and walk in the rain. And all the days I fell down, she'd ease my pain. This was just too far-fetched to believe. To think
thinking my girl would just up and leave. Imagine that, I just couldn't, cause I knew deep down in my heart she wouldn't. All of a sudden, a lot of things changed. She started acting funny, I mean a bit strange. We had little squabbles, arguments, fights, watched stories in the day, stayed out night. I say, baby, where you been for all that time? She cuddled me close and say that I be the one that she called her only, but she ran with another man and left me lonely.
Girl, why'd you have to leave that way? I love you to this day, and it hurts to think of the words you used to say.
She put it to me plain, couldn't put it no clearer. Lipstick written on the bedroom mirror, said I'm leaving you now, and I know that you'll miss me. You're probably saying, damn man, why she dissed me, but you see, but I thought that it was time to go. Then I packed my bags and I'm leaving, so you take care, and I hope you live long, and don't worry, cause it's nothing that you did wrong. You'll find the right girl, someday you'll see, but I'm the type of woman that must be three. I said, why me? And fell to the bed, reached for the nine and put it to my head, and thought about the words that she once said.
Shan, you know that you're my one and only,
but she ran with another man and left me lonely.
It's your girl Candace. You're listening to the G-Lou Show. OG Sundays on Blog Talk Radio. Lowrider oldies for all the OGs.
Make me say it again, girl. Okay, I have a dedication. I'm going to go way back. It reminds me of my siblings. And we used to always be in the backyard with my older cousins, and they would always say Oldie. That's why I love you, Oldie. Right on. So I appreciate you, King. And I'm going to keep riding with you until midnight, so I'll be on the line. I might chime back in.
Okay.
It's all good. Enjoy your evening, sweetheart. Let's take a ride.
Let's take a ride.
Like a mystery, going through all this history, trying to deal with life while moving through this music industry. It's like the energy, they control of us physically. Mind don't matter, but the matter seems to be mentally. But yet we still be chasing rainbows visibly, looking for the gold at the end of the road endlessly. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how we make it from the bottom, but still be going under. Had to call my homeboy Tweed to get some game, trying to figure out the ways of the world and how we change. It's like we going through a phase in a maze, when it takes us out the cell, but still keep us engaged. We've been dealing with the same shit for ages, same lies told from these history book pages. Different names, but the same faces, so in turn the same rainbows we keep chasing, yeah.
At the sky while sitting on a beach, nothing's out of reach for me as far as I can see. Life is not a mystery, depending on how you think. Make one wrong move, end up in the clink. Tried to watch my step, but I stumbled on a few. Picked up my hat, dust it off, and kept it cool. I've been chasing rainbows my whole entire life. Have you ever flown a kite to see it reach its highest heights? The birds of my baby, maybe understand what it is to be a man. The angel being Cheyenne. Now I got a grandson, a tiny mini me. I call him Scotterman. He called me Papa Tree. A generation planted from the birth of my seed. Living up to everything I thought that there would be. I be seeing rainbows sitting on the beach. Nothing's out of reach for me as far as I can see.
Yay, now we have Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute.
Yay, yay, thank you, Cuzzo. Great song right there. Thank you, Queen. Come on in here, folks. I'm just going to take a minute of your time with the Marcy's Minute. First up to bat, fans of the widely syndicated morning show, the Steve Harvey Show, bet you all weren't prepared to hear this on the Strawberry Letter. Word at the Fulton County DA's office, Shirley Strawberry's husband, Ernesto Williams, is facing four counts of sexual exploitation involving a child. And we haven't heard a Strawberry Letter about this on the Steve Harvey Morning Show yet. What's even shocking is that according to prosecutors, Shirley told her husband he could go to Dubai and stay at her boss, quote-unquote, Steve Harvey's home to dodge these charges. Allegedly. During a bond hearing, prosecutors alleged that Williams had a girlfriend as well who lives in Florida and could flee to her home to avoid facing the crimes he allegedly committed. The judge ordered Williams on June 29th to be placed on an ankle monitor, not leave Fulton County, surrender his passport, have no internet access, stay away from his alleged girlfriend, Melanie Stretchin, and his wife, Shirley Strawberry. Wow, I guess I'll have to start listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show again.
Wow.
And in
wow.
more legal news. Yeah, no one was expecting to hear that. Seems like the Supreme Court was kicking in doors, punching down rules all week. Started with, they went ahead and overturned affirmative action, which has been in place for well over 40 years now. But something that they also did would affect myself as well, they struck down Biden administration's student loan forgiveness program. Now, the Supreme Court struck down President Biden's $400 million student loan forgiveness plan on Friday, June 30th. It declared the administration does not have the power to cancel student loan debt. Supreme Court ultimately found it's just too significant, really. Congress authorized the forgiveness plan among many other actions. The secretary put it in place, and the president would have been accountable for its success or failure. Kagan reported the Washington Post. But this court today decides that some 40 million Americans will not receive the benefits the plan provides because, so says the court, that assistance is, again, just too significant. So the Associated Press, they reported that the decision against the plan was 6-3 with conservative justices in the majority and liberal justices in the minority. So get ready if you had a student loan out there. You got that letter maybe in April like some of us did. You're going to have to start paying next month. You have until August to go ahead and just resume your payments. I want to keep an eye on that because President Biden did say he is going to do his all to go ahead and see if he can make that thing go through before he leaves office. And in just a bit of good love to see it news, Beyonce and Kelly Rowland team up to build housing units in Houston. The $72 million project will create 31 permanent supportive housing units. Judge Lena Hidalgo spoke on the matter during a press conference earlier this week. While introducing the initiative, she shared that it's seeking the approval of $7.2 million in American Rescue Plan funding for the Knowles Rowland House project. Hidalgo noted that the project seeks to create 31 new permanent supportive housing units for people experiencing homelessness. She was also sure to discuss some of the successful efforts within the county to help reduce homelessness. So if you want to hear more about that or go ahead and do your own research, you can find that at theshaderoom.com. Beyonce and Kelly Knowles are set to team up to build housing units in Houston to support their homeless population. And that'll do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute. D-Lou, Queen, back to y'all.
Thank you. Thank you, Marcy, for the Marcy's Minute tonight. Wow, that caught me off guard with
always welcome.
Strawberries. Wow, I ain't listened to that show in a while, but I used to listen to it like every morning when I be up in the morning. But I ain't listened in a while, so I guess I've been out the loop. But I'm sure they wouldn't talk about that anyway. But that's crazy.
They wouldn't talk about that. They wouldn't. Did that sound funny?
I mean, you know, it's like Monopoly. You know what I'm saying? So they definitely wouldn't. Even with the talk about that, with the student loan thing, when I heard that on the news a few days ago, I was like, wow, what about the ones loans that has been pardoned? What are they going to do about that? Is it just they charge it to, okay, we said it was out there, so because quite a few people did receive that pardon. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen with that? Like, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
They just wanted
to
let Biden know you're not whoever, you know, you're not like you think you are in charge. We shot that down.
And the person that probably might have almost benefited from a freedom of action, I don't know if he was, he wasn't on the Supreme Court then, but that dork Clarence Thomas, he was the main one that was sitting up there like, no, take that away. Say, hey, love bug. But what I wanted to say about that also, and then I'm going to stop. So far, the U.S., you know, it's a high difference in this dollar amount. So what? But maybe if we cut some of that $75 billion that we're giving to the Ukraine already for that, it's still going on. Like, I know it's $400 billion for student loan forgiveness, but come on now. Everybody didn't go to ITT. You got some doctors out there, some lawyers. You know, they went to school. Come on. That's all I got to say about that.
Right. Yeah, that's bad business. Bad business, government. Get that shit straight, man. Please. That's, again, Marcy with the Marcy Minute. Thank you, Cousin Marcy.
Thanks.
Of course.
Let's get back in the car, y'all.
and all that we've come to be. As we lay together, and I'm so into you, nothing else could be better than the things that we do. No, our love grows beyond measure. It's love endlessly. You give me so much pleasure.
Hey, G-Lu, Queen Jean, Big Flossie, Hankster, and the G-Lu Show listeners. It's Latonya Ward, a.k.a. Big Fuck Off, from Los Angeles, Jungles, California, reaching out to show love and to remind you all to follow me on Instagram. My personal page is Powerful as a Motherfucker, spelled P-O-W-E-R-F-U-L dot S-A-S underscore A underscore M-U-T-H-A-F-U-C-K-A. And my dessert business page is Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, spelled the correct way, F-I-L-T-H-Y-R-I-C-H-B-A-N-A-N-A-P-U-D-D-I-N-G. Thanks for the support.
It's the G. Lewis Show. The funky flow. We got a couple niggas on it too. We been on parole. We talking flow, stupos. Hangster, gangster, we only talking about some shit. We really keeping it gangster. We got Queen Eugene on the funky team. And she done took us to another level. Know what I mean? And it's the G. Lewis Show. The funky flow. This nigga on some other shit. This nigga out of control.
Of your mind, all you ever need are thoughts you want. In your dreams you'll find. Imaginary playmate, only loneliness behind.
Yeah, yeah. Renee and Angela, classic right there. Well, we come to the end of another show, so I'm going to bring the Berkeley Queens in so they can say the good stuff you need to hear, because I don't know what to say right now.
Hey.
Queen, he said he don't know what to say right to the now.
You know what to say, but what he got to say comes towards the end, because that's the most important saying for the end of our show. So he got
there you go.
Amen.
I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who tuned in. It was a great show. I enjoyed the music, the visuals that I had, and all that good stuff. I also wanted to just say I'm praying for everyone who is trying to heal from things that they just simply can't talk about to anyone of the flesh. But just always remember that God is available 24/7, 365. If you believe, you talk. Have patience and wait for the answer. Keep your faith. Believe. God is always there for you to talk to. So never feel alone. But in the meantime, I'm praying for you all that, you know, that need to talk but has no one that they can talk to and afraid to talk to someone, because people can be so judgmental instead of being supportive and understanding. So also be safe, because we do have the 4th coming up, and it's going to be a lot of activity out there. So just be safe. Keep your head on the swivel. And have fun, most of all. Have fun. So happy birthday to my son, Bandana Davies. I'll be checking in real soon. And peace and love, Ashe. Thank you, King. And thank you, Cousin Marcia. Thank you, DJ Maniac. Peace and love, Ashe.
Peace. Man, I don't even know what to say after that. I still don't know what to say. Queen, you brought it home. So
telling you, Queen, your voice, you be giving us, man. Yo,
yeah, brought it home, man. It really ain't nothing else to say after that. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying peace and love, y'all. Like Queen said, everyone, main thing, stay prayed up. And that's how I end my shit every week. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. 1 week. W-E-A-K. That's all I got to say. G-Lou, I love y'all.
Amen.
Cousin Mark.
Yeah, caught up in the rapture too of Queen's voice. I can't say nothing better than what y'all said. Have a good week, everybody. Thank you, Queen. Thank you, G-Lu, DJ Maniac. And you got 5 weeks, people. Try to put $5 away every day to put on your student loan. You got 5 weeks, okay? We knew this was coming, so let's do this together. We can sit here and complain, but we can't vote till what, next year? So yeah, that's my word for the day. Put $5 away.
Put that shoebox out.
Every day.
Put that shoebox out. Stack it.
Right.
Stack it in that shoebox.
It's not like we didn't tell you. It's not like the G-Lu show didn't warn you. OG Sundays, you said it right here first. Look, it's official. So there ain't no excuses now. You know, we come with no excuses. Yeah, man. Have
peace
a good
love.
Week. Amen.
Peace, y'all. Okay. Much love. Let's start over.
Trying to start, but there was no love in our heart. another.